as the sons of God to a day when we'll enter into the glory of God. What do we say to that great truth that someday we'll have the redemption of our bodies and participate in the glorious manifestation of the sons of God? What do we say to the fact that we have a hope that is secure and is eternal and we eagerly wait for it? What do we say to the fact that we are secure because the Holy Spirit is making intercession in unutterable language before God on our behalf? What do we say to the fact that our salvation is secure because God works everything, even sin, together for our ultimate and eternal good? What do we say to the fact that whomever He foreknew and predestined, He will glorify? What is our response to all of this? How are we to argue against this? How are we to debate this, he's saying? And he responds, since God, literally should be since God is for us, who is against us? In other words, successfully, who can withstand us? You see, his point is, what are we going to say after we know this much? It amazes me that people can read Romans 8, study Romans 8, and somehow still believe you can lose your salvation. But how can you say that? Well, Paul wants to follow his argument up a little further. So let's push it to the ultimate extreme. Let's push it as far as we can push it so we silence any critic. And let's just say that there may be some ways in which we can lose our salvation, some persons who can take it from us. So Paul says, let's go through the catalog. We'll start, first of all, with just somebody else, some human being. Can some human being take away our salvation? Look at verse 31 again. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? In other words, who successfully is against us? If God is on our side, what person can succeed in being against us? If God says we're not condemned, what person can get our condemnation? What person can secure our damnation? What person or persons can come along and take away our salvation? Are there any such persons? Is there anybody in the world that can do that? How about the Judaizers in Galatia who wanted to take away the salvation of the Galatians because they didn't keep the ceremonial law? How about people around us? You know, there are people who would like to take us out of salvation. They would like to remove